Hello and welcome to Persuasive Speaking and Pitching with Andrew Tollington.
Yasin, welcome.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
No, thank you for coming. And we have you here for one good reason. And what is that reason, Yasin?
To talk about pickup.
Correct. With,
shall I expand or?
I'll lead it. So Yasin, you are an expert and you have taught men how to pick up women, which is what you call?
Pick up.
Correct. Okay. How did you get in to pick up?
So I was terrible with women from high school, university and early adulthood. And I stumbled across a book called The Game, which teaches you this whole other world, which is to meet and attract women outside of the normal social conventions, you know, like going out of bars and stuff like that. You can actually meet them in the street or at bus stops or the library, etc., etc. So I took this newfound knowledge and started applying it and seeing results. And yeah, so that's how I begun my journey.
Okay, so that worked for you. You read a book. You started applying the lessons from the book about how to attract women, and then you thought, I'm so good at this, I'm going to teach other people how to do it.
Yeah, so I think it's a common problem, and one that's often denied by the people that have it. So my friends would see me doing well with women, and then they would start asking, but also saying, but I'm good with women, I'm just curious. And eventually they'd ask for my help, and I'd teach pro bono, and then, yeah.
Tell me then, what are tips that you have about how to persuade a woman to like you, and how do you think that could be applied to the world of pitching in general?
Ooh, good question. I think the most important thing is delivery, and therefore confidence. Like, it matters very little what you say. It does matter, but if you say something powerful meekly, then it doesn't land. And I'm sure the same is true of pitching. Like, you're trying to tap into emotions, and so the logic of what you're saying is not connecting with that. It's the things beneath the surface. It's your body language and your tonality and all the things that display how confident you are in what you're saying.
So if you're inauthentic and you don't believe in what you're saying, doesn't matter what you're saying to a girl, you're not going to get what you want.
Absolutely.
Okay. And did you ever feel any clash of moral clash around this, that you were actually manipulating people, or you were teaching even others to manipulate people?
For sure, 100%. When I started teaching, I always had this fear that, you know, if you teach enough people, then the whole streets are just filled with men roaming and searching for unsuspecting women. And that made me feel uneasy. I always tried to teach with an end game in mind, which was to take them from guys that were very unconfident and unable to attract the sort of woman that they wanted, to getting into a relationship with someone they loved and were looking to go long term.
Take me for example. If I really found a girl at work attractive, and I came to you and said, Yasin, I want to go out with that girl, what kind of training regime would you put me on?
Well, first of all, I'd tell you to find someone else, because a girl at work, you said, because, you know, these things can go wrong and they can leave a lasting impact on your work life.
So the workplace is not a good place to go after a woman.
And also, we have this tendency as humans to see the things around us as more attractive than the things that are far away from us. It's like a coping mechanism, you know. So often you'll find people attractive in the workplace because you're around them so much that you wouldn't find attractive if you saw them out and about. And as you start to date them, then these realizations come to you. Whereas when you're just there and you're in proximity with them, you sort of idolize them and create this romance that maybe shouldn't exist.
Okay, so one of the things that are really important, it's the one thing that I would not pitch without, is called social proof. The idea that other people like me, well, in pitching, it is other people like my solution, and therefore people are more likely to buy it. So we don't want anything unless other people want it. And there's a couple of reasons for that. One of which is the idea that we have a shortcut. So loads of other people have done the legwork and bought my products, which proves it must be good. And so that's a shortcut for me. I don't have to worry about whether it works or not. So lots of people will buy a Volkswagen as opposed to a Bristol car, because everyone's heard of a Volkswagen, not a Bristol. The other is that our desires are generated by other people, that other individuals generate the sense of desire. That being the case, that's social proof. Do I need to go up to a girl and say to her, I have had 50 girlfriends, one of which was an ex-model? Would that help me?
I mean, saying it like that would be to your detriment, but having that behind you wouldn't. It's certainly a plus. And if there was some other way in which she could discover that knowledge, or if you could show it by going to the venue with multiple attractive women, or speaking with many different people in the venue and seeming to make them happy or make them gravitate toward you and want to stay around you, these sorts of things indicate social proof.
So if I fancy a girl and other girls are talking to me and they're attractive girls,
yeah,
then I'm more likely to get her attention, right?
Yeah.
And when I've got a girlfriend, do I get more attention in general?
You should do. I mean,
depending on the girlfriend.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Right. So there is an element of social proof in there. They're validating.
Hugely. Right. I mean, just look at celebrity men and how attractive women find them. Even if an average man had the same looks as one of these celebrities, he still wouldn't attract the same number of women.
Okay, so would you recommend then that I go on the pool with a girl?
A
wing woman.
It's very positive if she, assuming she's not, in love with you or something like that, because it could be quite painful for her. But other than that, a group of people is probably ideal.
Talking about groups, often girls are in groups, and I'm a solo guy. How do I break into a group of girls and get one girl? Or do I go for all of them?
You want to go for who you want to go for, but you also want to sort of play with the others in a friendly way. So you still want to flirt with them, but it's without any intent, and you don't want to lose the rest of your audience when you're focused on one individual. You don't want them to feel like they're misunderstood or that they're being ignored. You want to sort of keep juggling all the balls as long as you're expected to. But if you're given the the go ahead, then you're fine.
Right, so focus on that one person. Yeah. And another thing in pitching is around credibility, right? The idea that I am pitching wine and I happen to not drink alcohol doesn't go down particularly well because it's too incongruent. Or if I am Elon Musk and I'm pitching something to you, you're more likely to listen because I've got a track record of success. With men, they often think that their occupation matters when it comes to getting a girl.
Mm-hmm.
Is it true? And should you invent an occupation to get a girl?
I definitely wouldn't invent anything. Everything that you invent, you have to constantly remember that you invented it. And that's a stress, and you're likely to stumble at some point. And ethically, I question it. And I've been in a place in my life where I was working in retail at the lowest rung, and it's not very prestigious at all. And I was able to get with women from all walks of life, like very, very wealthy women. And it matters. But like I said before, there are many things that matter that you can still circumnavigate. It's an accumulation of different factors that add up to an end result. And you can be missing one of them and still succeed and still do incredibly well.
Okay, so if I'm not an investment banker and I work as a car wash, all is not lost.
No.
Okay.
But it would certainly help if you had a job that was seen as attractive or prestigious. That helps.
Okay, right. And often a man will say to a girl, will you go out with me? She might say yes. The next question is, when? So what would you recommend for a man? It's Wednesday and a girl says, yes, I'll go out with you.
Yeah.
When do you plan the date? 2 weeks' time? That weekend?
No. So people, and especially women, lose interest very quickly. Women are more emotional creatures than men. I hope I'm not stepping on any feet here, but this is what I've seen time and time again. And so if you catch them in one moment and they are happy to do something, then they may lose that intention over time. Whereas a man, if he met a girl a year ago and then she goes, hey, do you want to meet up? As long as he's single, he'd still go for it. But a woman would be very unlikely to do that.
Okay. So similar to in a pitch, you want to move people to purchase or to agree with you and do something about it.
Mm-hmm.
You're saying that equally there's a window of opportunity there, which lasts absolutely only for so long.
Absolutely. And you want to keep the power on your end. So the more times you're saying you've been said no to, the more your position is weakened. So, you know, and I'm sure the same is true of pitching. So I would never say, are you free Tuesday? And they go, no, sorry, I'm meeting my mother. Oh, Wednesday. Oh, sorry, I'm doing that. And then she starts going, God, this guy's always free. I've told him no. And it's sort of this feedback loop.
Okay, so that takes me to the point in pitching, calling, I say, never be needy.
Mm. Mm.
And that sense of desperation for the next sale, say it's a massive deal and everything depends on it. You're getting funded, for example, or you're making your first sale. Everything depends on that. But you can't let the customer know that. So you can't let the audience know that. So what you do is you say to yourself, actually, this is one of 20 deals. So you tell yourself a story, which is basically a lie, but you do it to calm yourself down.
Mm-hmm.
Same thing with girls. So you tell yourself, okay, you can't do it Wednesday. What about Saturday? Or you equally go up to one girl and she says no.
Yeah.
You also tell yourself there's lots of efficiency.
Yeah, I mean, abundance is key with anything. If we feel like we need this thing to work, then we're far more likely to be needy. And in any sphere, that's an unattractive thing. And it is something that people move away from. So what I would say is, what's your schedule looking like? And then I keep the power. I'm not giving away any of when I'm free, how often I'm free, any of that. And then they say Tuesday and Thursday, and then I can pick one of those, and I'm the one who's deciding. I'm making the decision, and I think that's a sort of subtle power play.
But it's an interesting thing, in particularly in pitching. People will pitch, and they won't get a commitment for a time to do anything, or say this must happen by X.
Mm.
And so you go to a meeting, you get an agreement, and then nothing happens, and then somebody else comes along and perhaps steals that pitch, steals that customer. In the world of dating and pickup, you just would not go out with a girl and say, will you go out with me? And she'll say yes, and then you say bye. Yeah, you always will fix a date. But an important lesson from the world of pitching. In pitching, saying when is just as important.
Yeah.
Because otherwise it's an entirely pointless exercise. It's just an exercise. So in conclusion then, Yasin, the crossovers between the pitch and the pickup, there's lots of them, right? Because it's about persuasion. Social proof matters. Other people liking you as a male really helps you if you want to attract a female. Being completely authentic, focusing less on what you're saying, but being emotionally engaged and believing in what you're saying matters more than what the content of what you're saying.
Mm-hmm.
When really matters. So just because you've got a yes, you need to make sure that you move from the yes to why now. So someone says, yes, I'll buy your product, or yes, I agree with you, but what next? So you make sure that leads to something else. And with a girl, it's, yes, I'll go out with you. So when's the date? And credibility. So if you are an individual that's got lots of background of success, that's not something you necessarily want to say to a woman. But in a pitch, that can matter a great deal because you've got a track record and the credibility mm-hmm. matters in the first place. But in the world of pickup, credibility matters. Because you're able to have a more confident way about you, is that right?
Yeah, but also you can tell stories and these sorts of things, and as I said, sort of weave that into to the who you are or who you come across as.
And there are those some fundamental differences between pickup and the pitch. For starters, women can pitch, and you're suggesting that women can't pick up. But also that with a pitch, you have a lot of anxiety very often because you may have a deadline to meet and you only have one or two opportunities. But with women, there's lots more women out there, right? So the anxiety is less. Is it fair to say?
Absolutely, yeah.
Right, okay. Okay. Any final piece of advice for men for you?
Men in general or men
no,
who...
Men trying to pick up women.
I would say just get started. A lot of people that want to improve their ability with women just say it and sort of deceive themselves as to their ability and what it takes to get better. So go out there, talk to women, and like with anything, try and get feedback and use that feedback to constantly improve and iterate on your ability.
Brilliant. Yasin, thanks very much.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to my podcast. I produce these for free. And one of the most natural things for all people to want to do is to give back after they've received something. You can give back by simply sharing, reviewing, rating, or giving feedback on this podcast. You can also get notifications of future podcasts by subscribing to my email list on pitch-school.com or by joining my Facebook group, #AndrewTollington.